Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome! It is so good to be with you again, once again today. And I'm sorry we're starting a little bit late, but I had a little bit of technical problems, I believe, on my end here with some of the equipment. But I think we've got it going, so we're going to make some connections and bring some information across and see if we can't get some guidance and some direction and whatnot that they want to bring with us and to us from across the veil. If you'd like to learn more about me, and if you'd like to find out what we're doing, some of the events that are happening, feel free to go on to my website, whitewolfapril.com, and check it out. Check out the site. See a little bit more of the products that we have for sale as well, some of the books and the guided meditation CDs and the teaching DVD. And those type of things are there as well for you to enjoy and to check out. You can email me if you're unable to get through during the program, or if you have a brief question that you'd like to email me at april@whitewolfapril.com, and we'll take a minute and answer those brief questions and see if we can't make connections for you that well as well. I also have the catalog out. We put a new one out every 2 months. We have one, the November and December catalogs are out. They have the classes, the retreats, and the events that are happening here. And we offer them now, 98% of them are able to be taken online or correspondence or through conference call. So we're really excited about those changes, and I want to invite you to go ahead and look on the website where you can find that catalog as well, and that is whitewolflearninginstitute.com. And in there, you'll click on the catalog, and once you do, excuse me, and once you do, you'll find all kinds of information about the different classes and availabilities and that type of thing. If you have a problem getting them to open, just go ahead and send me a quick email at april@whitewolfapril, and I will send you a hard copy that you can have for your own use and for your own looking through and seeing if there's something in there that would be beneficial to you or not. We also have a social network for Across the Veil. It's acrosstheveil.ning.com. You don't want to put a www or an http on that. You just want to type in acrosstheveil.ning.com. It's an excellent place to be able to communicate. It's an excellent place to ask questions, see answers, maybe find messages that have been given to for you and being shared with you through the connection of acrosstheveil.ning site, where some of the information will come in there. And as well, I do every now and then I will be leaving messages on there as I get them. I'll get nudges from the spirit or from guide, and they'll say, we need to put this one on the Ning site for people to be able to see. So feel free, if you want to check that out and join that website and look and see if there's any information there for you. You can also leave questions there as well as on my email. I also do private readings. I do one-on-one readings via the phone, via the internet, through many different connection ways that we can communicate on the phone, like I said, and in sight, on-site. If people are local here and they'd like to get together for a reading, we do that as well. I'm getting ready to put together my winter traveling sessions, and I am planning to be in the lower 48 for a little bit during the winter here. So we'll be coming down in the area and offering private one-on-one sessions and open forum across the Vail events. So you'll want to watch for that type of thing to be listed on the website, whitewolfapril.com, as well. I'm hearing something about crystal caves, and their crystal caves, I believe they're crystal caves in Pennsylvania. I'm actually from Pennsylvania originally, and I did not even know if there's crystal caves in Pennsylvania or not, but I'm really hearing this very strongly, that there's somebody who has a connection, a very strong connection with those caves, with those crystals, that crystal cave connection, and you're going to want to make a connection with that, and they're telling me it's definitely in the state of Pennsylvania. So if someone is either in Pennsylvania, near and around the area, you're going to have to search for them, because I apologize, I can't give you any more information other than what they're showing me, and I'm seeing the letter Pennsylvania written out, and the guides are sharing it with me in that manner. That you'll want to check them out. There is some kind of connection there for someone. The crystal caves, they're saying the crystal caves of Pennsylvania. There's some energy there that you need to connect with. There's some old earth energy there that you're going to want to connect with. There's also something there that you're going to find. There's something there that you're going to actually find, it's a piece of information, they're saying, that is for your knowledge, it's for your awareness, it's for you making a connection with. There's also something about the crystal formations that are there. There's some type of lesson within that. So they're showing me that you can actually go into these caves and experience these crystals. So somebody will need to, if you're having a feeling that this is for you, look it up, research it, and see if there's something about these caves. They're called crystal caves, and apparently they're in Pennsylvania. Check it out, look into it. It's got a message there for you. It has some kind of connection for you in that area. When you're working with vibrations and imprints, I've been hearing this message a little bit today as I was preparing for the program and as I was preparing and connecting with the different guides that were going to want to come through before we got ready to begin. And they were telling me something about that when you're working with your vibrations and imprints, that there's someone who's questioning that. There's someone, I think there's more than one person, to be honest, who is questioning that right now. How can I know that the vibration that I'm operating at and the feeling that I have right now is at the peak performance level of where I need it to be, is at that ultimate place? And they're saying, trust the vibrations that are within you, drawing in your life force energy, connecting with the energy as it comes up from Mother Earth, drawing it into your body, up through your body, allowing it to flow up through and cleanse and purify. And as that's happening, visualizing the energy within yourself swirling in a clockwise direction. And remember, clockwise direction is your head is 12, your left arm is 3, your feet are 6, your right arm is 9. And you're going to want to let that flow in that direction, that energy around your body as it's flowing around in a clockwise direction, bringing you into a balance, bringing you into a place of harmony and resonation, they're saying. That is where and how the vibration is going to get stronger. That is how the vibration is going to help you. You're going to feel that the vibration is coming in a little bit stronger. Your connections with working with some of your intuition is going to get stronger. Your ability to hear and feel and understand a little bit of what's going on is going to get a little bit stronger as well. And then they're saying also something about imprints, that we need to be careful of the imprints that we are leaving and the imprints that we are picking up. Apparently there's someone who is attempting to sell their property. You have a home for sale and you are seeking to sell this property, but you have so much of your own personal imprint within the space of the property that they're saying you need to go in and release the property. The fact that you know you're ready to sell it, it's not like it's being held onto because it's you know you need to sell it. You know that you need to let this property go, and you've got another home waiting for you. So you need to remove your imprint from that first property that's holding it from keeping it from sale, the sale. One of the things that I've, when this has happened with a couple of folks who have come in for readings, I had a friend in one of the little communities here that when she was preparing to sell her home, she came in and asked for guidance. And what the guides had told her to do was to walk around her home with salt and placing salt, just dribbled, not a whole lot of salt, just a little bit of salt as she walked around the outside of her property, and she released her ownership of that home. In the neighborhood that she's in, the houses have not sold. They have just, there's been no turn in the market where she's at. She placed her house on the market after she did this, and within 3 days, she had an offer, and her home is the first of this next week. So when you do it that way, and when you make that effort, and you go in there and you break that imprint of ownership, because when we go in and we make our home our own, that's what we've done. We've created that home, and that space is our own personal home and our own personal space. So they're saying it, as you're preparing to sell that property, release that property, let that property go, and know that it's going to be okay. I had a family member actually who had passed away, and the family was in the process of trying to sell her property, and as they were doing it, they weren't getting anywhere, and it had been a number of months, and so they called me and asked me what would I suggest that they do. And the guides came in immediately and said the same thing. Go through the house and start at the top and go to the bottom, because she had a rather large multi-story home. And they said go from the top to the bottom and just go through and releasing that energy and saying thank you to the house for the wonderful time and events that had happened there. And releasing that energy. And then by the time she got done doing this exercise, one of the family members had received a phone call and an offer on that property. So this is very powerful to release that imprint, release that ownership, because it will make a difference. It will help in the process of wanting to sell the properties and still be able to get what you need to get out of them, not needing to lower the prices and that type of thing. That's very strongly they're saying, the imprints that you've got, you need to remove so that you can sell that property. And if you need more information on how to do that, you can email me and ask me a couple questions on that if need be. But break that imprint energy from that space, and it'll sell much easier for you. You'll actually have released it. You'll actually have let it go. I am picking up that there is someone, and I feel like this person might be in their 20s, like 27, 28-ish, and you're having trouble feeling like you fit into who you are or into your place in life. It's kind of like you're at a really strong turning point within your life, and you're trying to figure out who you are, how you fit. And they're saying for me to tell you that the process that you're going through is a form of a cleansing process. It's not a process that's saying that you don't have a purpose or you don't have a rhyme or reason. It's saying you're going through a cleansing process and you're beginning to step into a new role. You're going to begin to actually start connecting with the path that you need to set into motion for as you're getting older. I'm seeing you actually moving into a place where you're going to start some retirement information, where you're going to start building up some stuff for your future down the road. It's kind of like investing into what you're doing right now is investing into what's going to happen down the road. And you're sowing right now some of the activities that you had happen as you were younger. And they're saying that this is kind of a normal process that some people go through. And even though you don't feel, you almost feel like you don't fit in your skin. It's like you're very uncomfortable where you're at. You're antsy. You're feeling like, should I even live where I live? Should I maybe move? Those type of things. And they're saying, sit back, ride this out. Stay at peace within yourself and know that as you're making the changes and I know you're not going to like this word, as you're maturing and as you're moving forward, they're saying you're then going to feel and find how it is you melt and mold into who it is you are, into what it is you're doing and what it is that's happening in your life right now. There's another young person who is really kind of feeling the same way. In your feeling, you're really at a loss because you've recently lost both of your parents. And through the loss of both of your parents, you have that feeling of, how do I fit in? Where do I go from here? My guiding lights, my parents are no longer here. And they're saying that your guides are there and your parents are still able to give you messages. They're still able to share insight with you. And they're very proud of you, but that you kind of need to grab yourself by the bootstraps and pull yourself back up. You need to pull yourself back up. Moving forward with your purpose. You've asked questions too of what to do with some of their belongings, and if it's something that doesn't serve your purpose, your parents are wanting me to express the message of sell that. Go ahead and sell it or donate it to charity organizations. If there's family members that you know could benefit from it or who would enjoy it, use those items as a blessing and move it forward as a blessing. I'm hearing that. Pay it forward, play it forward. With their belongings and their items, and that you're not responsible to hold on to them just because it was something that they had. They're saying let it go. Unless it has a keepsake memory for you. I'm actually seeing what looks like a silver, I want to say a little silver cup that's almost shaped like a chalice. And in within this cup, I'm seeing that there is, it appears to be a memory, a keepsake item, that someone has been searching for. You have been searching for this item that's within this little cup. The cup is silver. It looks like it sits about 6 inches tall, maybe. That might be stretching. It may be 5 inches tall, and it's shaped much like a chalice. It's not very fancy, but it's really pretty, very shiny. The edge of it is fluted just a little bit, and inside of this chalice-looking cup is where you're going to find that cherished keepsake item that you are searching for. I'm also feeling that there's something about it. There's a value to it, and that's one of the reasons why you're searching for it so diligently. And the person that has left it there is wanting me to relay that message to you, that the item that you're seeking is actually within this cup. It's actually within this golden, or not golden, this silver, silver colored chalice, very shiny, looking cup. I'm also feeling there's some parents that need to spend a little bit more time with the teen. There's some signs and some symptoms that are showing that this teen is very unhappy with life. And this teen, I know that a lot of teenagers are in that place and they go through that emotionally, but this teen is actually contemplating stopping their life. And you need to spend some time with them, listening to them, letting them speak to you. This teen feels like they're between the ages 16 to 18. The signs are there, you're missing them. And you don't want to miss this child. I'm hearing actually from this child's guide is bringing this information forward. This child's guide is wanting and is expressing out to others to listen, to start listening. If you're in wonderment about your child's well-being, there's a couple close friends that this child has that you could actually visit with if the child will not communicate with you. You could actually talk to their friends because this child has spoken with their friends about it. Going into that relationship with your child, showing love, light, and support, acceptance, no judgment, no expectations. Those are some of the big keys that the guides are showing me to share with you as you go into that time with that child. That be there. You need to encourage them. You need to be there with them. You need to be there helping them. I don't want to say that they're involved in drugs that is causing this. It's more of an emotional situation. This is coming in more through emotions. And because of that, there's the potential for this child to look for help and look for answers in a different way, in a different manner, through, through drugs, through alcohol, through possibly other things that are going to call to them. So you want to step in there before that has a chance to become a reality, before that has a chance to become an avenue that this child will actually try. Be there for this child. Be there to encourage them. They, like I said, they feel like they're between the ages of 16 and 18. The signs are there, but you're missing them, is what your guides are showing me. So a lot of people will say, I didn't see it coming, or I didn't feel it happening. And they're saying, become aware of that. Spend a little bit more time in that awareness. Spend a little bit more time watching, looking, seeing, looking at patterning of things that are going on within this child. Believe this child writes poetry. You could even see it through the words within the poetry that this child has written. They're saying there's a time of importance of crossing a boundary of privacy when it is something that you feel could be a concern for their well-being and for their future. That as the parent, we need to be the ones giving them love, light, and support. They're switching the energies a little bit. Got someone coming in. It feels like there's a, okay, this a much lighter energy. It feels like this is a young man who has passed. And as in within his passing, he okay, he's showing me a situation. He's saying he wants you to know that this is him that is coming through, because there was something about having to gather urine sample to take in for testing, and that there was an accident with that sample on the way to taking the testing in. Apparently, he just thinks that's hysterical. He thinks that he's just beyond himself with the excitement of it, and the fact that you know that you're going to connect with this because of that statement. He also has something to say. There's something about mashed potatoes and gravy that are going to let you know that this is actually him coming through, that the son is fine. The son is doing very well. The son is still very much aware of and connecting with the family, is able to see things that are happening and experiencing things that are happening. He says, I've been enjoying it. He says, I want to send the message of love and hope to my family. I want my family to know that everything is fine. I want my family to know that I am here and I am still very much a part of their lives. He says, thank you for taking care of the dog. He didn't mean to leave you the dog, but he says, thank you for taking care of the dog. So he's just wanting you to know that everything is okay, everything is great, and that in his passing, I believe he passed because of a health situation, that being the example he had given me at the beginning of the accident with the testing stuff that you guys were taking in, apparently, that there was a little bit of an accident there. But anyhow, he's wanting me to express that there is much love that he still shares with you, and much hope. And he says that quiet your tears. Know that it's time to quiet your tears, that he still sees the tears in the dark, in the night. And allow yourself to heal, allow yourself to move forward from that. There's a young man that I'm seeing who was actually killed out on a boat. This young man was out doing, I believe he was doing line fishing. I don't know too much about fishing other than the things I hear here. Sometimes as a fisherman and talking, this young man was out fishing. The family lives in the lower 48, and this man was actually fishing, I believe, up in the waters up around us. And he's saying that as he was out fishing, one of the lines caught his foot and pulled him off of the back of the boat, and that they will try. He said he passed before he even became aware of the fact that he was in the water, that it was totally an accident. There was no negligence on anyone's part. He says this was totally an accident, that it apparently was his time to go. He's saying that it apparently is something that he did not suffer at all. He says that he goes, I could see the boat searching for me as I was looking down, and I was trying to tell them it's okay, go ahead. That somehow the line got wrapped around his foot and he went off the back of the boat. And know that he is fine. And the boat owner, the message, if you can communicate with the boat owners, the message to the boat owners is that he is grateful and he is sorrowful. He is grateful that they had offered him the opportunity to have the job and to have learned and to have done what it was that he was doing, and that he was an excellent owner. I'm not real sure how all of that works. He's saying he was an excellent owner to work for. So if you can visit with the family and you can communicate with the people that own this boat, let him know that he's grateful for the job. He's grateful for how things had happened and how they transpired. And also the message to you in that is that he is fine, and that there was no suffering in his passing, and that as you're moving forward in your life, always remember him and always keep him close to your heart. It feels like the parents are separated of this young man, and that you don't necessarily have communication with one another. But the parent that is hearing this, please share it with the other parent, even if it's just in a note or just in a message of, you know, listen to this radio program, that you're going to be able to get some enlightenment and have some answers come in according to an understanding of this situation. There's someone who's really struggling with some finances. The finances have become so overwhelming that you just want to throw your hands in the air and say, I give up and walk away from everything. And they're saying don't. They're saying stand fast, stand steady. Know that you can have the strength to do this. Know that you can follow the guidance that is coming in from the guides, and that you can do this. Know that you are able to, you are going to get the new strength that you need, and something so simple that's going to come through. It's kind of comical. I'm hearing like the jingle of a radio station, and on this radio station, it's like they do the, you know, 10th caller, you're going to receive a gift certificate or something along that line. And they're showing me that that's going to be your cue to you, that you know that you can do and that everything is okay, because something along that line is going to happen. You're going to win a gift certificate. You're going to win like a membership to something. They're showing me, but I'm hearing a radio jingle. So it's going to be through one of the radio programs that would be like your mainstream local radio stations. And they're saying that that's where it's going to come through to give you that new hope, that new reflection of light, to know that they're there to help you. And they want you to have this message so that as it happens, you can then sit back and say, my guides are there. They are helping me. You feel like your prayers have not been answered. You feel like what you've asked and you've given so much and you've done so much, and that the answers are just not there, that you must have really done something wrong. They're saying, no, that's not the case at all. It's the way things have lined up, and it's time that it'll just, in time, it's going to shift through, and it's going to change, and everything is going to be fine. There's also someone out there who actually is feeling led to share with another. It feels like you actually keep hearing that there is a specific number, a specific dollar figure that you're supposed to be giving to someone, and you are concerned that they will be offended, and you're offering this to them, and they're telling me to tell you that that is not true, that the offering of this to them, not done in a manner of, I know you're hurting and in a place of great need, but done as a gift of love and compassion, and it will be accepted, and you will find that it is received very strongly. It is received that you're getting this guidance and this hit to do this, because this person is putting out such a need and such a their prayers. Their prayers are out there, and they're vibrating within the atmosphere around you and your environment around you, and you're picking that up. And it's, you need to honor that, and you need to move forward with that. I'm also hearing that as family times are coming closer together, and as times of getting together of thanksgiving and gratitude, that it is something that needs to be focused upon more in our everyday lives. And many of us are focusing on and hearing the negative, hearing the I'm lacking, I'm hurting for, or we're on the verge of losing our home, or I've lost the car, those type of things. We need to change our thought processes and our process of how we convey the messages and the information within ourselves, and we need to focus that on gratitude, and this is the perfect time of year for that. Allowing that gratitude to grow, allowing that gratitude to expand and to become the part of our pattern rather than the negative vibration going forward, allowing the positive vibration to go forward and to change that negative vibration. Know that a lot of what you're going through and what you're experiencing right now is actually being experienced and happening because of things from your past. And it's kind of like, what I'm seeing is they're showing me an example of, it's like you took something and you plowed the snow field or you plowed this dirt to the side, and now you're harvesting what you planted within that soil has now come to fruition. And sometimes when we plant it with negativity and with doubt and with fear, more negativity, doubt, and fear comes forward. And they're saying change the crops, change what you have planted, change what you have moved into place, and replace it with positive. You can find positive in what you do have. You can find positive in where you're at. And know that it's okay. Know that as things are shifting and changing and happening and going into place, that it's okay. That you change that process. You don't have to stay in that place. You don't have to stay in that doubt. You don't have to stay in that worry. There's also someone, I'm seeing a woman who has made it, like, it feels like it's, she's made it her life process to be there to bring love, light, and hope to people. And as the holidays are getting closer, of sharing that, and you do this as a community event, they're saying that if you open up, apparently you actually sew things. It looks like you apparently make, like, little dolls or little teddy bears or even those sock monkeys. I'm seeing those type of things. You make those items to give and to donate. They're saying that there's an organization that you can connect with that is going to help you expand this further and expand it as a gift of love, gift of light, like kind of like gifts of the angels or something like that is what I'm hearing. And as you do this and as you express this movement forward and sharing that light and love with others, you're going to be blessed back with great abundance. You have an incredible heart. You have an incredible awareness as you share this with others and as you're bringing this forward for others to know that they can be blessed and that there are those out there that love them and care for them. And it can be a complete stranger who can give them hope, who can give them some guidance and some insight into that as well. As I'm sharing the messages with those that are on the program today, and as those messages are coming forward, do know that you are free to feel free to call in, because we do take messages or questions over the internet here, over the programmings, and answering your questions and guidance. I strongly feel like there's three or four people who are listening who are thinking, I should really call in and ask my question, and I want to tell you that I'm here to answer them. Don't hesitate to call. Don't feel like you're interfering or that's what we're here for. That's why we're here. That's the process that we're going through and sharing this with others so that you can understand and you can maybe get a little bit of guidance and information. One of these folks is asking the question in the back of their mind. I'm with a significant other, and there is a financial situation that the family is holding over. Okay. What it feels like is you're in a family situation. You're with this individual and you've been with this individual for some time, and you don't want to call because you're concerned about if someone had an idea that you were going through this, that you would be looked down upon, and they're wanting me to tell you no. That it appears that this family, the gentleman that you're dating, their family or you're with, their family is very controlling and very manipulative. This young man actually has a financial settlement that is rightfully his and is being held captive away from him because he has engaged in a relationship with you. And they're using this as a manipulative tool. They feel like since he's moved out of home and moved in with you, that if they shut off his cash flow, his money's coming in, that he'll actually go running back home. The parents are very manipulating, very conniving, and they're wanting me to share the message with you that it's up to you if you want to make that dedication and determination to stay in a relationship with that happening, or if you're feeling okay and moving forward and saying we can do this without that money, without that funding. But they're very manipulative. They're very, it feels very controlling, almost to the point where they're expressing this through anger, through hate. And those are strong places you need to work through if you're going to make this relationship work. The sun is also communicating with that family in a manner that you're not aware of. So you're going to want to visit with your significant other on that and see if there's something that is not kind of being put out on the table for you, not put out completely out there for you to know the truth. So you may want to spend a little bit more time with your significant other on that, and also try to get a little more understanding as to why this family is doing what they're doing. But they're holding it hostage is what it feels like. And you had the feeling that you have the feeling that it's because of you. It's not you personally. It's you as in the other person who's come into their lives and has taken their son basically out of their home. And he's now an adult. He's old enough to be an adult. It feels like he's in his mid-20s. He is very capable of being an adult, being on his own, very manipulative. And you need to work with that and determine whether or not it's where you want to be or where you don't want to be. There's someone who, I'm seeing you do sports. I'm seeing that you do professional sports and that you have your father who is on the other side. And your father is coming through and telling me to share with you the pride that he's feeling, that what you have accomplished and where you have gone in your sports career. It feels like your father has been gone for about 10 to 12 years, and you always felt like, I sure wish Dad could be here to see this. I sure wish Dad was here as I was doing this or that. And he's wanting me to tell you he is, and he has been, that he is very supportive. He is very he's proud. There, I get this very strong feeling of a lot of pride, a lot of great job. This is, you're really coming through forward. You're coming through very strong, and he's very proud of you, very proud of where you have moved to and through in your life. There's a family that is wondering about a person who is missing. You are wondering if this person that is missing, if they're dead or alive, and I'm wanting to bring forward a message that's not necessarily a happy message. They want you to know that this person that you're looking for has come across, that they're here coming through to me, and they're wanting me to tell you that they did come across and did meet at an ill situation. They did meet at a situation where they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. And they actually, yes, they're missing because their life has ended. I know that's a kind of a harsh statement, but you're also very much at that point and at that place in wonderment of it. You just have that feeling within yourself that there's something wrong, and you know that they have passed, and they're trying to let you know that they have. I do believe that the body is going to be found, and the body will be found by a body of water. It feels like it's a moving water, body of water, so I want to say that feels like a river or a stream. It does not feel like it's a lake or an ocean. It feels like a moving body of water. They're saying that things are not quite right for that to be discovery to be happened at this point in time. They're saying that they did not leave you with any anger. They did not leave you with any, they're saying they love you. They're saying they're sorry that their life passed this way, and that you've been left kind of hanging and wondering. You've been left kind of in wonderment, and they're saying it's okay. I'm okay. They're saying also that the individual who has committed this crime will come forward. This individual who has done this will come forward and will actually confess once the body has been discovered. There will be enough evidence there that's going to lead to a conviction. there's enough evidence going to be found around their body that will help with all of that. So when that time comes and when that happens, if you can hold on to the emotional aspect of this enough that you really ask and ask investigators to search and to seek the for evidence that it is going to be found in that, I believe it's I'm feeling like within a 3 to 5 mile radius around their body is going, there's going to be more evidence that's going to be found that will help with that conviction, but that the individual will come forward. They said that they love you very much. They've been trying to share this message with you, and they know the overwhelm that you're feeling because that not having closure is very hard. They're saying, they're showing me something like a white, no, not white, cream, maybe cream-colored teddy bear or bear or dog type of stuffed animal that you have actually been drawn to. I can feel such sorrow. I can feel such sadness within yourselves as you're going through this and this door hasn't been closed, that this individual is trying to convey to me to let you know that they want you to know that it's okay, that they're okay, that everything is okay. And they're saying something about this cream color. It's a stuffed animal of some sort. It feels like a bear. It feels like it could be a dog. I'm sorry I'm not getting more specific on that. But they're saying that you have started holding this. I'm seeing you kind of like, they're showing me kind of sitting like in a chair in the living room, and you're kind of holding this animal and kind of rocking yourself a little bit because you just know within yourself, and you're just waiting for the, I'm hearing the statement, the shoe to drop, that they're going to give you that phone call that they have been found. And it is coming, so prepare your heart, prepare yourself. They're saying, even though you know it's coming, it's going to be hard. And do know that they love you, do know that they're there, do know that they're fine, they've gone home. They're not suffering, they're not lost, it's their home. Those messages sometimes when they come in like that are so hard to convey and issue because we always want to hold on to hope. We always want to be able to hold on to the hope that they're okay, that when a person is missing, that you know within yourself, you have this awareness already that they have passed, and they're just reassuring you of this. And knowing, letting you know that they're at home, they love you, they were so honored to have been a part of your family. See if we can connect with another here as we're working on this. Those kind come in and they're, like I said, they're so heavy and they're so, it's a lot of emotion connected with it, and sometimes it's a little bit to shift from that. There's someone who has an animal that's gone on a walkabout. The animal will be back in about 3 days. Know that the animal is fine, that the animal has just decided to go on a walkabout. Apparently this animal has done this before, so you can understand that statement. You can understand that it's not that the animal's unhappy at your home. It's just something within this animal that they need. They need that time. They need that space. They need that wanderment. There's something within their makeup. They would like it to go from box a little bit more. So if you can, when you, get a chance, go for a walk, take your pet for a walk, go out and spend some time with them. Go out and, play. Have fun. Sometimes it feels like we, in this animal situation, it feels like we get so wrapped up with our own lives that we forget that they're there, that we forget that they would love to go play ball, that they would love to, they're very much a part of your life. This animal's very much a part of your life, and that's one of the reasons why it's bothering you so much. You're one of the few people that I'm hearing that feels like they would like to phone in, but you feel like your question is kind of insignificant after a reading like the one that just came through. You feel like, well, how can my missing animal be important enough for me to ask that question? It is, because that's your life too. That's a part of your family. It's a part of who you are. Know that it's okay to ask those questions, and it's okay to call in and ask that and to have those conversations or send me an email and asking me about those type of things. And You can email me at april@whitewolfapril.com if you have questions that you don't want to call in or you don't feel are appropriate questions for on the air. That's okay. But do know that I also take calls during the programming and that I'm here to answer those and to bring in more insight. I see I do have a caller. Debbie, this is April. Go ahead.
Yes, April. I was wondering if you could help me and my son. We feel a foreign entity around us. We sometimes see what we describe as and what feels like a shadow man. Do you have any information that might be able?
Did you say this was you and your son?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you tend to feel this energy at the most?
We see it in the hallway of our home and also right outside our home, always by the same grouping of trees.
Okay. What it feels like is it feels like you actually have an energy that has kind of attached itself to your property. It may, and for whatever reason, you guys can feel its vibration and it's trying to find a vibration that'll match. And what I would do is I would start, when you feel that or when you sense it in your space, I would look at that, you know, look that direction and I would say, we're here to let you know that you're past. We're here to let you know that you're dead. It's time to go home.
Great.
And that kind of,
much.
You know, and using the encouragement of go to the light, look for the light, that type of thing, because it feels like you've got one that's matching your vibration enough that they're looking for help. They're looking for some answers. They're looking for someone to help them make that step.
Okay. Is there someone from the other side that is trying to make connection with us as well?
I believe that you do have a few that are in your space that are connecting with you. I don't know if there's, is your husband passed?
Yes.
Okay, that would explain the energy I'm feeling. It feels like your husband as well is coming in a lot, and especially right now, that there's a reason why he's coming around right now. How long did he pass?
99.
Okay. It just feels like there's some, almost like unfinished business, like of expressions of love and encouragement and hope that he's carrying forward.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
And you too, April.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As we're getting ready to wrap up the programming, and I see that we're getting close here to the top of the hour, I do want to invite you to send me emails, ask me a question, call during the programming, so that we can get you some guidance, so that we can get you some information and answers in some of the different things that are going on. And send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. I'll be more than happy to share answers and insight as I receive them with you and see if we can't make some connections for you and some guidance to help you move forward. And do check out our website, whitewolfapril.com. And I can see, as I said, we're reaching the top of the hour here, and I know that it's time to sign off. So I want to send forward the message of love, light, and hope and healing as you move forward into and throughout. I'm on the program here, Cross the Veil, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday on BBS Radio. And I look forward to visiting with you again on the next day. Look for the programming for the time in your local listening area. Until then, may your days and your life be filled with love, light, and healing.